Today's nonfiction is VE Day, celebrating 75 years since the end of the Second World War. Victory in Europe Day, otherwise known as VE Day, is the day that marks the end of the Second World War. On the 7th of May 1945, Germany surrendered to the Allied forces, which included Britain, Russia, and France. The day after this, the first VE Day was held. It is now celebrated by many countries in Europe and worldwide. This year, on the 8th of May 2020, it will be the 75th anniversary of the event, an important milestone to honour. What led up to the first VE Day? By April of 1945, the German military had lost their leader, Adolf Hitler. German forces were weakened and their defeat was approaching. The Allied commander, General Eisenhower, the chief of the Allied forces, accepted the full surrender of all German forces at 2:41 a.m. Germany's surrender was expected and many people in Britain were waiting for the news. Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of Britain at the time, announced that the war had ended in Europe over the wireless, or radio, on the 7th of May. A news bulletin interrupted regular programmes to announce that the following day would be called Victory in Europe Day and would be a national holiday. What happened on the first VE Day? On the 8th of May, there were many celebrations around the country. Many festivities were organised, including parades, church services and street parties. People danced in the streets and shared what food they could. Pub hours were extended, dance halls were open until midnight and bonfires and fireworks were lit up and down the country. Winston Churchill played an important role in the defeat of the German forces. He made a national broadcast at 3 p.m. on VE Day and later appeared on the balcony of the Ministry of Health building. He made a speech to thousands of cheering people below. Around 20,000 revellers went to Buckingham Palace to catch a glimpse of the King. Many people were dressed in red, white and blue. King George VI and his daughters Princess Elizabeth and Princess Margaret came out onto the balcony to greet the crowds. It is believed that Princess Elizabeth, now the Queen, secretly joined the crowds outside and chanted and shouted for the King. She often says that VE Day in 1945 was one of the most memorable days of her life. But what happened after VE Day? Although VE Day meant peace in Europe, it was not quite the end of the war. Many people were still sent to fight in Japan, where the conflict continued until August. The day Japan surrendered is marked by VJ Day. It's celebrated on the 15th of August in the UK. Even after the war, life continued to be a struggle in Britain. Many people were deeply affected by the terrible losses. War was also very expensive, so the country had to rebuild and recover slowly. How do we celebrate today? VE Day is an important celebration. It's a day where we take the opportunity to remember all of the people that sacrificed their lives or were injured during the war. It's also a chance for us to celebrate the day that brought peace to Europe after a long and difficult 6 years. All over the country, people hang up red, white and blue bunting and hold street parties and parades to mark the event. Of course, this year will be a little bit different.